This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. Thank you very much for tuning in wherever you're at. And special thanks go out to our military men and women, too, listening to us right now all across America and around the world via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital, and ER room workers, plus to Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers for your service to America and keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, construction workers and bulk mail centers sorting the mail for delivery today. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. And you can also follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
There is a poll that came out, which is really rather eye-opening. It's a Reuters-Ipsos poll that says that half of Americans expect war with Iran to take place in a very few years. I don't know. I don't know what these people are smoking, but nobody in their right mind wants a war, certainly not us. I don't believe Iran would either because in terms of firepower, they would lose.
Well, we also necessarily need to understand how the question was framed or how it was asked that would encourage the kind of response that they got. If there, look, you know, I'm not going to say that we're never going to go to war with Iran, but it, I don't see it. And it wouldn't be your conventional war. We would go to, you know, certainly kinetic action, whatever, you know, that necessary, or hybrid action.
Mm-hmm.
And that would, a lot of that would include, cyber, that whole cyber component. But, you know, the Democrats are out there saying that, okay, we're going to send in all these ground forces and we're going to go to tanks and all that. We're not going to do that. We don't do that kind of thing anymore.
Nope.
Very often when there are briefings to members of the Armed Services Committees or, you know, the Intelligence Committees, whatever it may be, either in the House and the Senate, you know, you can hook up video links and you can have, I mean, these senators and even those in the House can set a meeting with, you know, those at CENTCOM or those at BRAG or wherever else, and mm-hmm. they can have some of these discussions. And I know that some of those have happened. I personally know that some of those have happened in the last 2 days.
Yes.
And Democrats were not involved. They would rather go talk to Wendy Sherman.
Yep.
And Wendy Sherman is absolutely connected at the hip to John Kerry.
Yep.
So, what is she, I mean, what kind of intelligence is she getting, you know? Mm-hmm. Or what kind of intelligence is John Brennan getting? He had his security clearance stripped.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He may be talking to some of his friends over there in Tehran when he was over there. Who knows? And, folks, I am talking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Okay, well, Senator Tom Cotton, who I believe someday, if he wants it, could be the next president of the United States, either after Donald Trump or maybe further down the line, he came out and said the presence of the United States military in the Persian Gulf is for one reason and one reason only, to deter Iran, not to attack them. I totally agree with that statement.
Well, that's precisely right. And I would also say if Iran decides to get trigger happy in one regard or another, including some of the missiles that are hanging out of the back of these, you know, fast boats.
That's right.
You know, Iranian cowboys are using, you know, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps. Are we supposed to sit over here in the United States and do nothing? Under Obama, we did nothing, especially when they decided to seize some of our sailors, if anybody remembers that one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so, it's not like this is the first time that we've had a carrier battle group in the region, either.
No.
Jeez.
No, but a lot of people are trying to read all sorts of stuff in there, and the newspapers are trying to sell sensationalism, and the Democrats are trying to make it sound like as if we got somebody that's going to go to war just because we're going to go to war and all that. And in the meantime, they should be paying attention to the business of the country and doing the business of the people, and they're not doing that either in Congress.
If you really take a bird's eye view of what is going on in the House and the Senate, where there's a singular focus on destroying all things Trump administration, mm-hmm. least of which obviously is these relentless subpoena mm-hmm. that are going out. Nothing else is happening. I mean, the last thing that the House passed was H.R. 5, which is called the Equality Act, and it's anything but equality.
That's right.
And it got zero fanfare, and that act is like the worst that there is. But
mm-hmm.
anyway,
mm-hmm.
It's not going to go anywhere.
Nope.
And then, of course, Nadler, his committee goes and puts Barr in contempt.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't go to the full House for a contempt vote because Nancy she does have some control. She's not letting that all this advance. However,
yep.
The impeachment thing. She's got a big meeting with her caucus.
Yep. Hold that thought because we'll talk about that. Nancy's going to have a big meeting with the caucus at 9 o'clock this morning. But we'll also talk when we come back about what happened yesterday off the coast of Alaska. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And we are doing this segment with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, brought to you by the USCCA, because the USCCA and their 350,000 members all share one thing, and that is defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own. And they know that not only do their members get the peace of mind knowing that they're protected against crushing legal fees, they also wind up getting exclusive world-class training, because the USCCA has a bunch of instructors that teach various programs, both live and in person and via video. Now, if you go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and click on the USCCA logo, you will be able to get an opportunity to win a free gun every day, because every day there's a different gun being given away there. That's number one. And number two, should you decide to become a member, membership does have its advantages. You'll get $474 worth of free stuff just for becoming a member. So check them out. The Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo and welcome aboard. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, again, I mentioned Senator Tom Cotton. In my opinion, if he wants it, he could be the next president of the United States somewhere down the line, because I believe he's that sharp. But we need to talk about NORAD, because just 2 days ago now, we had four Russian bear bombers and two fighter jets, Russian fighter jets, flying along with them off the coast of Alaska. And once again, NORAD scrambled our fighters, put them up there, and they respectfully turned them around and sent them back where they came from.
Well, they didn't necessarily send them back. Out of our base there in Alaska, this happens often.
Mm-hmm.
But Russia actually confirmed that this did occur. But they were flying in what is known as Alaska Air Defense Identification Zone, ADIZ. We've got an acronym for everything, which is 200 miles off the coast of Alaska. So, I mean, what they were doing, we don't know, but they were not in our airspace. We just go out there and fly over there just to show them that, hey, we're watching you, we see you. And we don't necessarily chase them away. We just kind of follow them for a little while, and then they just sort of go away.
Well, always nice to have a Russian bear bomber go away. Now, there's a very strange story, and when I saw this, I went, wow, because I forgot all about Rex Tillerson, the former Secretary of State. He apparently met under the radar with members of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, leaders, Democratic leaders, this past week. I would have loved to have been a mouse in the building for that one. I can only imagine what was discussed. What say you?
He actually reached out to Elliot Engel, who's the chairman of the Foreign Affairs Committee. And the ranking member is Michael McCall, who's a good guy. And he apparently sat with the committee, whatever members of the committee, for about 6 hours. The majority of the conversation was certainly on policy with and back channels and getting intelligence on all things Russia. He left the administration in not so good terms at all.
Right.
He didn't have much use for Trump from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So I would imagine that there was not a lot of niceness that that Tillerson had to say to the Foreign Affairs Committee. Again, we don't know how many from that committee attended this six-hour confab, but anyway, that's where we are.
Now, what would you say if I told you the authorities in Los Angeles are very concerned because of all the garbage that's out on the street and everything else that's out there on the street, along with it, with the people that are basically living along the street, especially downtown, and being allowed to do so, that there is now the very sincere and genuine concern over a typhoid fever epidemic breaking out there, and, oh, by the way, maybe even in San Francisco, too.
I think I wrote something on this, I don't know, about a month ago that, you know, certain areas of, California, Oregon and Washington State ought to be deemed a nuisance or threat to public safety. I mean,
I remember
it's
that.
It's a hazmat condition as far as I'm concerned.
You're right.
And, you know, you've got the Democrats that are, I forget what city council or where it was now, but just in the last couple of days after Alabama passed this abortion legislation, whatever legislature said, any of our government employees that have to travel to Alabama on any kind of business, we're not going to allow you to go, period. So You got some factions of the Democrats that are putting, you know, travel sanctions on Alabama. Okay.
Yep.
So, you know, maybe it's time that the federal government necessarily puts out travel warnings to, you know, these cities where the homeless issue is such a problem that it's certainly a disease incubation center, if you will, you know, put out travel warnings.
Now, you mentioned the Alabama abortion thing. South Carolina is the latest state to come out, and the governor is going to sign a new abortion bill that is working its way through and is going to get passed there too.
Yeah, so you know, you got Hollywood, then you got Kirsten Gillibrand, and you got this Pete Buttigieg and whatnot that are, you know, freaking out over this whole thing. Well, you know, people necessarily need to understand there's something called the 10th Amendment.
That's right.
So these states can, their legislatures can do what the, you know, they're voting in their constituencies and they choose to do. So, I mean, that's 10th Amendment protection. So, like, shut up.
Now, a lot of people have asked me to give them the latest as to what we can give them on Venezuela, because there's not a lot of stuff being talked about with Venezuela. But as far as I know, nothing has changed.
Well, there are certainly some things in play. But, when it comes to domestic scandals, that kind of out-finesses all other things. Except when it comes to Iran, because we're all supposed to be going to war with Iran, you know, and that's just because that's what the Democrats are saying. But the Democrats aren't talking about Venezuela. Nobody's talking about Venezuela, but things are certainly happening. The United States, I think yesterday, added some more sanctions to some key people in Venezuela for corruption and money laundering and that kind of thing. So, the United States, the State Department with Treasury is still very active on necessarily applying sanctions and punishment and consequences to certain Venezuelan leaders.
Okay, now the president has become very vocal, and he started this a while ago, and you got to be careful when you talk about pardoning military people, especially when they haven't gone through the entire UCMJ process with court-martials and whatnot. We do know that there's a couple of people that may be pardoned, and you can't pardon them before the fact. You have to wait till the process works its way through. Is that correct?
I can't really speak to that. I think that they go through a court-martial process, and
right.
At that point, a commander-in-chief can step in and do a pardon process. But, you know, you almost have to wait until all the evidence is presented.
Yep.
And the charges are presented, and then, if you get on the other side of a court martial, if there is a not guilty verdict, then you don't have to have a pardon, right?
Right. And I'm going to be talking with my good friend Colonel Jim Warshak here, retired USAF and Deputy Commander, Intel Commander at CENTCOM back in the day under Lieutenant General Mike Flynn, about that, because I'm going to try to get a clearer definition, because the President is catching some flack over the fact that you cannot influence, and neither can the UCMJ judges take any influence from the outside. They have to go about this with an open mind. But anyway, here comes the music. I got to let you go, and we will talk to you tonight, same time, same bat channel.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much, Denise Simon. FoundersCode.com. Go over there, sign up for her great articles, and find out what's going on in the world before most anybody else will tell you.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and other Trump administration officials briefed members of Congress in private about Iran's threats. Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCaul.
It was a very specific and credible threat briefing that we heard today from Iran.
In fact, they've carried out and launched several attacks through their proxies.
But Washington Democrat Adam Schmidt, who is chairman of the Armed Services Committee, says he grew frustrated with Pompeo.
He argued, you know, here's all the terrible things that Iran had done, and he spent about 10 minutes, until I cut him off, making that argument. And as every member who stood up said, we know Iran is bad, okay? What is the policy going forward? There wasn't enough information on that.
On Wall Street, the Dow was up 197 points, the S&P up 24, and the NASDAQ up 83. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of our Military and Veterans News is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. How would you like the opportunity to be making as much as $80,000 a year after 14 months of training to become an aviation maintenance tech? Well, that's what's there hanging in the balance should you decide to do just that. And here's more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, for my list, Listeners at MacDill Air Force Base and the dozens of other military bases located across the country, listen up. It's the captain speaking. Now, there are two different locations for the National Aviation Academy. One is here in Clearwater, Florida, Tampa Bay, Florida. The other is in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. And the next class that starts is Friday, May the 31st. If you want to be in that class, you need to register between now and Friday, the 24th of May. Now, the next starting date for the National Aviation Academy is, in fact, the 31st. And you've been hearing me talk about them for years. Now, NAA has helped hundreds of vets make the transition to an aviation career into the private sector. And they've got a team of specialists that can even help you with your career separation plan. Now, here's where the rubber meets the road, ladies and gentlemen. The top 10% in aviation maintenance make well over $80,000 per year. They start between $50,000 and $60,000 a year. So what are you waiting for? For more information on your statistics and the upcoming classes, just go to the website, naa.edu, naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It will open the door wide open for you. You'll get the gold gloves treatment, and make sure you take the tour. Make sure you take the tour. All right. Reports coming from Iran are that Iran has quadrupled its uranium enrichment program capacity amidst the tensions with the U.S. over Tehran's atomic program. Now, nuclear officials have said that. Just after President Donald Trump and Iran's foreign minister traded threats and taunts on Twitter on Monday. Now, the Army, in the meantime, in less than 2 years, the Army expects to have the advanced simulators at 4 to 5 installations that can offer connected, realistic combat training for everyone from the dismounted soldier to a tank commander to a helicopter pilot, which will greatly enhance the training and capabilities of our military when they're not actually in combat doing it. By the way, a U.S. Brigadier General has been assigned to command France's Marseille-based 3rd Armored Division as part of the first reciprocal exchange of general officers between the two countries' armies. U.S. Brigadier General Todd R. Wasserman will be that commanding officer. We'll see how that works out. This is something the Army is experimenting with. Hopefully, it'll be a great success. Now, the Army Secretary, Mark Esper, has talked about modernizing the Army to counter Russia and China. And he also said he's going to make it more capable against regional powers like Iran that use similar tactics and technology. And this is coming from the Army Secretary, Mark Esper, the first time the services stop civilian has stepped forward and made this argument. So there you go. By the way, the United States Navy, plucked from special operations world at the beginning of the Trump administration, the U.S. Navy's top acquisition official now, overseeing procurement of some of the most expensive assets in the military that they own and operate, is talking about fixing things and turning some things around and making a few adjustments. We'll see how that all works out here. Certainly, it can't be any worse than what it was, right? And the Air Force is training to defeat the enemy and their air defenses 50 miles south of the Arctic Circle. You heard me right. The U.S. Air Force dispatched fighters and tankers to the Kalix Air Base in Luleå, Sweden, late last week to participate in an air exercise aimed at defeating enemy air defenses. Also, the United States Air Force plans to redesignate the 319th Air Base Wing at Grand Forks Air Force Base as the 319th Reconnaissance Wing. And a Marine AV-8B Harrier crashed near Havelock, North Carolina on Monday, and the pilot ejected safely from the aircraft. Thank goodness for that. National Guard's having a problem, by the way, up in Minnesota. This is not a happy story to read, but the motto of the Minnesota National Guard is always ready. But after 12 soldier suicides, it's ready to ask for help from the Minnesota Department of Health to help prevent those suicides from people that have gone overseas served in a combat zone and then come back over here and the PTSD or whatever set in. Terrible situation. And I'll tell you what, if you see a military person in trouble, try to help them. And if you don't do anything else, call 911. Because a lot of times it's really rough for these guys to deal with what they deal with. Now, as Congress reviews the Defense Department's budget request for the upcoming fiscal year, the prospect of adding a new fourth-generation fighter might be weighed against the necessity of growing the Air Force's inventory with more capable aircraft to replace the aging current fleet. Now, the Air Force wants both the F-35 and the F-15EX, but if forced to choose, it's no contest. It'll be the F-35, because they like that a lot better. By the way, the German government expects to receive a long-awaited industry offer for revamping its country's missile defenses next month, just as a debate in Germany over defense spending kicks back into high gear once again. Germany is becoming very much pacifist, which is not the way that they were to begin with, but different times, different folks, right? And the former Polish defense minister, Tomasz Siemiatek, is pressing the government for answers on the fate of its plans to buy the Patriot air and missile defense system from the United States. He wants to know when it's coming, where it's going to be put out, and how soon it'll be operational. There you go. Now, 20 men from Bedford, Virginia, in the surrounding area, were killed on D-Day, June 6, 1944. And with the 75th anniversary of D-Day coming up, that small Virginia town is once again remembering the high price that they paid on D-Day as they get ready to honor those 20 men who were killed going ashore. Congress, by the way, has asked how the Air Force will pay for the new missile warning satellites. Congress is worried about a proposed massive budget increase to the Air Force's next generation missile warning satellite system, and they want to know exactly how that's going to be paid for. The Air Force is telling them, don't worry, we got it covered. Okay. And by the way, House appropriators want more information before they sign off on the sixth military branch of service for the Space Force, rejecting the Pentagon's initial request for $72 million to build a Space Force headquarters, which will either be in Cape Kennedy or Houston, Texas, or Vandenberg Air Force Base out there in California, from what we're hearing. All right, I'll be right back with more. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, coming right up. Don't go anywhere. Going to talk a little finance and maybe talk a little politics with Chris. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows! Mm-hmm. Great idea!
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. And you know, now when you shop the huge selection, this Memorial Day sale they've got going on until May the 31st of any of the Moss Family Automotive dealerships, you pay nothing down and delay your payments for up to 6 full months with approved credit. Now, that goes for any new Chevy or Nissan or any pre-owned vehicle in the Moss Family inventory. Now, you can go to a special website and check out what kind of financing you'll qualify for without damaging your credit score. It's Moss, M-A-U-S, familychevrolet.com/freecreditcheck. Now, Moss Family Automotive features the largest selection of Nissans and Chevys in all of the southwestern part of Florida, and they're the home of You Serve, You Save. That's a program that saves veterans and active duty military, plus first responders, too, a ton of money. And now you can save at Moss and pay nothing down and have no payments for 6 months with approved credit. Check out what you qualify for at Moss, M-A-U-S, familychevrolet.com/freecreditcheck. And always make sure to tell them the captain sent you, because guess what? That's going to save you another $500 on top of whatever deal you make with them. All right, joining us now, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Now, the IRS memo that was released says that it's mandatory for the IRS to hand over to the Congress the president's tax returns. Obviously, there's a decision going to be made about that. I think it's coming up in front of a federal court, which is being the judge on the court is the one that Barack Obama wanted to appoint to the Supreme Court his last year in office, and the Republicans sat on that, and it never happened.
Oh, I'm trying to remember that guy's name. It'll come to me in a second. But, yeah, I think this is going to continue to meander its way from one court to the next, all the way up to the top. The story in of itself has just grown tiresome. There's been increased pressure with certain Democrats after McCain's failure to show up yesterday, and they're getting upset about this. I don't know who they're going to subpoena next. So again, it's kind of interesting to watch this. I kind of am hoping that we can kind of get something out from the Inspector General and some of these other investigations that are taking place in regards to the FISA warrant abuses, so we can start getting the other side of the story. I don't know when those things are expected to be released, but hopefully shortly.
Well, here's the back story on this IRS thing. The IRS memo says tax returns must be handed over to Congress unless the president uses executive privilege, which he's not done yet.
Well, again, I know the entire thing, though, Matt, I'm sure you're noticing this too. As far as Washington, D.C. is concerned, there's this drive right now because it's almost like they don't have anywhere to go, that we're going to have to go the impeachment route. We're kind of losing attention, though, everything else that's kind of happening behind the scenes, which is kind of worrisome. You know, yesterday you had basically Democrats and Republicans come together to eliminate any sort of debt ceiling moving forward for the next 2 years.
Yeah.
Meaning that they could just spend at will, which is kind of frightening. It's just, everybody's attention is kind of being diverted from some things that are kind of important.
Yeah. And I told you during the break that we had the former Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, that nobody even knew about was in the picture anymore, that was basically brought into the House Foreign Intelligence Committee without anybody knowing about it behind closed doors, and was questioned about some things pertaining to foreign policy and whatnot. And again, I find that very suspectful, too.
Who knows? I mean, they're going to call his former Secretary of State, whatever reason it may be. Our foreign policy continues to be all over the map, still trying to figure out where we stand on a myriad of issues. So who knows why they'd be coming in there for whatever reason it may be. May have something to be tied to some of these investigations into Trump. It might not.
Now, pensions are something that people are starting to pay a lot of attention to, a lot of baby boomers, a lot of people getting ready to retire, a lot of the public pensions, especially in the big blue cities controlled by the progressive left liberal socialist, basically there's a bunch of IOUs in there, and some cities don't have the money for the people to retire on, and that's very frightening, because where are they going to get the money?
Well, there's the million-dollar question, no pun intended. Many cities have resorted to borrowing more money, writing different forms of bond debt to kind of shore up these pensions. But other areas have tried, embedded taxes into various different things to try to raise capital. I think inevitably many of these cities and states are going to have to start cutting benefits. It's just a numbers game. Despite the fact that the market has performed well and got a growing economy, that's all well and good, but, the numbers are what the numbers are. If you got a certain amount of people that are retiring and not enough people that are paying into the system, the people living longer and healthier lives, pensions that weren't handled properly, and, politicians giving away, fat pensions that, quite frankly, they didn't take enough money and put aside to fund these things because, again, they're politicians that care less, is leading to this problem. People need to be aware of the status of the pension that they have, and so they're not thrown off if their pension is cut.
Yeah, and of course, one of the other things that's becoming quite obvious here is that with these unfunded pension amounts, in Chicago is the one city that comes to mind that seems to be in the most trouble right now. There's a bunch of IOUs that have been handed out in the past there. I believe that's still going on, and I think it's been done elsewhere in some of the other cities around the country, especially the big blue cities.
Most certainly a lot of the blue cities and blue states. I mean, you got, you know, states, it's not just cities. You're talking about states like Connecticut right now. Those taxes are, you know, ridiculous as far as what it costs their businesses, leaving people leaving, but they don't know what to do. They're stuck right now because they've got all of this, this pension promises that they've made, and they don't know how to go about raising the money. And certain people say, well, we're going to have to raise taxes again. And even the Democratic governor is like, we can't do that. If we do that, we're going to lose more people. So it really is stuck between a rock and a hard place with many of these places, and they don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, folks, I'm speaking with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. And, the trade crisis that could fuel recession. Somebody by the name of Hans Parisis, I have no idea who that is, says that the lingering trade crisis could fuel a recession in the United States.
Well, Matt, you're going to always find people that are going to, you know, say, you know, this could, but listen to that statement that he said, you know, lingering trade crisis could fuel a recession. So he says something and tries to sound smart, but either he doesn't say it's going to, he says it may. So he's not going to be ever wrong in the statement that he makes. You know, lots of things can fuel a recession. You know what fuels a recession more than anything else? The Federal Reserve.
Yeah.
They've been the cause of more recessions than anything else has ever been. Trying to guess what's going to cause a recession is an exercise in futility. People always are looking for recessions. It's like In Search Of, the old Leonard Nimoy show, In Search Of Recession. I don't play it. If we hit a recession, you hit a recession. It's part of, existing. Why worry about it?
Right. And, you know, the economy is still cruising along here. We're still doing very well. Thank you very much. And the USMCA, which is fixing to become part of the fixture because they finally got rid of NAFTA, is going to help out Mexico and Canada. The tariffs in between those countries have been dropped. So that's a good thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's going to affect certain businesses. Some of the retailers have come out and said that, you know, based upon where they get a lot of their clothing from in these areas, it's kind of could hurt sales in their stores. When I see stuff like that, I kind of laugh because a lot of times these companies make excuses for why that things aren't going well. You know what? If they need to get their clothes from elsewhere, they may have to do that, or they may have to charge a little more. It's not that big of a deal.
All righty, we're going to let you go, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel, so you have yourself a great day.
You got to have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, we appreciate him very much, and we talk to him 5 days a week here on the program. All right, coming up, Colonel Jim Warshuk, who is a retired United States Air Force colonel. We'll talk a little military stuff, and then we'll get into the political aspect because he's the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. We'll get into that.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.